Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Micah chapter 2. We'll listen to all 13 verses of the reading of Micah chapter 2 from Faith Comes by Hearing.
Micah 2.
Woe to those who devise wickedness and work evil on their beds. When the morning dawns, they perform it, because it is in the power of their hand. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them away. They oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says the Lord.
Behold, against this family I am devising disaster, from which you cannot remove your necks. And you shall not walk haughtily, for it will be a time of disaster.
In that day they shall take up a taunt song against you, and moan bitterly, and say,
"We are utterly ruined! He changes the portion of my people, how he removes it from me! To an apostate he allots our fields!"
Therefore you will have none to cast a line by lot in the assembly of the Lord. Do not preach, thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should this be said, O house of Jacob? Has the Lord grown impatient? Are these his deeds? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the rich robe from those who pass by trustingly, with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful houses. From their young children you take away my splendor forever. Arise and go, for this is no place to rest, because of uncleanness that destroys with a grievous destruction. If a man should go about and utter wind and lies, saying, "I will preach to you of wine and strong drink," he would be the preacher for this people. I will surely assemble all of you, O Jacob. I will gather the remnant of Israel. I will set them together like sheep in a fold, like a flock in its pasture, a noisy multitude of men. He who opens the breach goes up before them. They break through and pass the gate, going out by it. Their king passes on before them, the Lord at their head.
From my journal in 1991, I wrote about this chapter. I quoted verse 6. But if they do not speak out concerning these things, reproaches will not be turned back. In 2006, when I read Micah 1 through 3, I did not make a note on chapter 2. So let's go on to the next journal. In 2015, I read Micah 2 and 3 on the same day. Here's what I wrote about chapter 2. Evil God punishes. People don't want to hear from God. In verse 6, it says, do not preach. They want approval for their behavior, according to verse 11. But God assembles a remnant and preserves them and leads them, according to verses 12 through 13. Yes, Lord, in our day, preserve a remnant. Here in Micah 2, Micah gets all over the powerful, those who have the right to take the land away from the people. Let's look at verse 2. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them away. They oppress a man and his house, a man and his inheritance. The next verse pronounces the judgment on those people. It says, therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against this family I am devising disaster, from which you cannot remove your necks, and you shall not walk haughtily, for it will be a time of disaster. How does this relate to you and me today? We also have those who have power, whether it be the government, whether it be church leaders, whether it be business leaders. People have power over other people. And when powerful people misuse that power, God is not pleased. So if you are listening today and you have a position of power, this passage may convict you to never abuse the power God has given you. If you are one under the authority of others, pray for your leaders that they will not misuse the power in their hands. As Micah calls out the powerful, people say, don't preach that. Look at verse 6. Do not preach, thus they preach. One should not preach of such things. Disgrace will not overtake us. We can park right here for a moment. I believe the practical application of this part of this chapter is simple. Micah was telling the truth. He was preaching what he heard from the Lord. Remember, in verse 1, he says, "The word of the Lord came to me." Today, we have a lot of preachers who are not hearing from the Lord. Many are not even preaching his word anymore. And God cannot be pleased. As Micah proclaimed God's truth, people wanted to muzzle him. It's true in our world today, isn't it? The truth hurts. The truth convicts. The truth stirs the heart. So many don't want to hear truth anymore. Let's look at a New Testament passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Paul is telling Timothy, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." I believe we're seeing that today. God cries out, "Preach the word." But many pastors are telling stories. They're certainly not preaching the word of God in pulpits today. Partly it's their fault, and partly it's our fault, because we have many who do not want to hear the truth of the word of God in our day. We have itching ears. We want to accumulate for ourselves teachers who suit our own passions. So I believe the greatest need in the church today is to come back to the Bible, to come back to biblical truth. I hope and pray that you attend a church that's preaching the Word of God. If you're not, this passage may cause you pause. Maybe the Holy Spirit is pricking your heart. Maybe it's time to consider a new place to worship the Lord. Maybe it's time for many of us Christians to demand the preaching of the Word of God in our pulpits again today. Micah preached the truth, and it wasn't popular. Preaching the truth will not be popular in our culture today either. But I'm sure that preaching the truth will please the Lord God Almighty. Micah accuses the people of his day of itching ears, of tickling ears that want to hear something other than the truth. Let's look at verse 11. "If a man should go about and utter wind and lies, saying, 'I will preach to you of wine and strong drink,' he would be the preacher for this people." God forgive us for not demanding biblical preaching in our day. Father, we thank you for the prophets. The prophets weren't popular, but they preached what they heard from you. In our day, we need prophets. We need preachers who will preach what they hear from you, who will preach biblical truth to their congregations once again. Holy Spirit, convict our hearts to go find a place where we can sit under the teachings of the Word of God once again. Guide and direct our thoughts and our steps in your name. Amen. By the way, if you do sit under the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God, go hug your pastor, go thank your pastor, and say thank you for standing up and preaching the truths of the Scriptures. And may God bless you as you do. Amen.